Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, George Griffith. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that delves deep into the vibrant, variegated landscape of Wikipedia, one intriguing article at a time. I'm Alloy, your guide on today's journey into the past, where we'll uncover the life and legacy of George Griffith, a pioneering figure in early science fiction whose imagination helped shape the genre into what we cherish today. So if you're a fan of sci-fi, history, or just love uncovering hidden gems from the past, buckle up for a fascinating trip through time. Often overlooked among the literary giants of his era, George Griffith, born in 1857, was an English explorer of the possible, a writer who dared to dream of what science and humanity might achieve. He preceded the famed H.G. Wells and, in many respects, laid the groundwork for the kind of speculative storytelling that's become a staple of pop culture. Let's start by discussing Griffith's most famous work, The Angel of the Revolution, published in 1893. This novel is a veritable tapestry of futuristic warfare and utopian society, featuring airships and world-changing technologies long before they became mainstream concepts in literature. Can you imagine living in an age when the idea of flight was still just that, a mere idea, something fantastical and out of reach? Now, picture a writer in this era trying to convince readers that not only could people take to the skies, but they could do it in such style and with such power that the very fabric of the political world would be altered. This is what Griffith accomplished with his vivid storytelling. It's the reason why those in the know consider him a true trailblazer in proto-science fiction. But what drives a man like George Griffith? What sparks that unyielding desire to explore the what-ifs and could-bes? Interestingly, Griffith had more in common with the roguish characters of his tales than one might expect. Before becoming an author, he had, in essence, been a world traveler himself, an adventurer with an intimate understanding of the globe's diversity. Born George Chetwynd Griffith Jones, he would later drop the hyphen and last portion of his surname, perhaps seeking a more resonant nom de plume. With a career that began as a teacher and then evolved into a prolific journalist and writer, Griffith was widely traveled and often used his experiences to color his fictional landscapes. But it wasn't just airships and futuristic societies that caught Griffith's eye. He had a knack for predicting technologies and events that would become reality. In his 1893 novel, Olga Romanoff, he envisioned a sort of proto-internet, a world encased in a network of electric communication. Think about that the next time you send a message halfway around the globe in less than a second. How would you feel sending those thoughts and inklings into a future you'll never fully know? Now, while it's easy to get swept away in the grandiosity of his several predictions, it's also important to remember the era he was writing in. The late 19th century was a time of immense change and progress, a threshold between the old world and the new. It's fascinating to think about how Griffith and his contemporaries were grappling to understand the rapid advancements around them. How does this compare to our own time? Are we too not living through another era of significant technological and societal transformation? Despite his contributions to sci-fi and his visionary ideas, George Griffith isn't as well remembered as some of his peers, like Wells or Jules Verne. Part of this, perhaps, is because his works were serialized in magazines and considered a bit sensationalist for the more conservative literary palette. Indeed, the line between popular entertainment and high art is often drawn with a heavy hand, relegating some talents to the margins of literary history. Yet, why should that be? Think about our current entertainment landscape, where serialized storytelling, through streaming services and franchise films, is not just accepted, but celebrated. What parallels can we draw between Griffith's time and our own in the way stories capture the public's imagination? Griffith's life, much like his fiction, was cut somewhat short. He passed away in 1906 at the age of 49, leaving behind a rich, if sometimes underappreciated, body of work that contributed to the foundation of a genre we now adore for its limitless creativity. But even after his death, his influence persisted. His narrative thread is woven into the vast tapestry of science fiction that bends and swells across our cultural sphere. Are there any modern-day Griffiths out there, I wonder? Writers or visionaries whose work today might only be truly appreciated in the fullness of time? It's a humbling thought that teaches us about the inherent value of imagination and speculation. As we wrap up, I encourage you to consider the idea of legacy, both personal and literary. What elements from today's world will inspire the science fiction of tomorrow? Will our current authors be looked back upon as prophets or dreamers, much like George Griffith is viewed by those who remember him? If you found yourself intrigued by the life and works of George Griffith, why not dive into The Angel of the Revolution, or one of his other many works? You might just find a fresh appreciation for an author who dared to envisage a world beyond his own, forecasting wonders and warning of perils in equal measure. This has been Wikipedia, where we turn the pages of history and the boundless web of Wikipedia to bring you stories of the fascinating, the forgotten, and the foundation stones of our present. I'm Aloy, and I thank you for joining me in rediscovering the visionary world of George Griffith. As always, I encourage you to read, to explore, and to keep dreaming of what's yet to come. Until next time, listeners, keep turning the page and expanding your mind.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, George Griffith. Thanks for listening. See you next time.